Hello, and welcome to the best podcast in the Valley for 2020, as voted on by the readers of Phoenix Magazine. You're streaming another stellar episode of Mack Watson Talks. On this episode, a law firm is trolling the Milwaukee Bucks in Milwaukee. We love it. We'll talk about it. Also, a Georgia man refuses a vaccine, and now he's looking at a double lung transplant. You know what his mom says? Get vaccinated. L.A. County has seen a spike in coronavirus cases, and the mask mandate, it makes a return in certain parts of the country, but there are some problems. We'll talk about that as well. And also, Arizona's ice cream flavors. What do you like? We'll talk about that as well. That and a whole lot more is coming up, so let's get started. This is episode 161.
You're listening to Mack Watson Talks, Season 2. Voted best podcast in the Valley for 2020 by the readers of Phoenix Magazine.
So before we begin this episode with the current events with Cricket and I just have to say for the record, this is not a sports podcast, but go Suns.
Oh, yeah. Go Suns. Absolutely.
Now, do I think the Suns are going to win? No.
Yes.
You do?
Oh,
I don't.
You are such a traitor.
I know. I'm not a traitor. I'm just a realist. I mean, the Bucks look a lot better in the past two games than we have. Mm. But I do have to give props to a certain law entity, a certain law group. A Phoenix law firm is helping rally the Valley all the way to Milwaukee. Warner, Engel, Hallam, Jackson, and Formanek. Boy.
Do we cheat them and how?
Yeah, really. PLC bought a digital billboard in downtown Milwaukee that says Go Suns in purple with a classic Arizona sunset and cacti. On the lower right, it says the firm's name. Again, Warner, Engel, Hallam, Jackson, and Formanek.
Because people in Milwaukee are going to be hiring a law firm in
Phoenix. Oh, come on. Now, see, you don't like this? I love
this.
No,
I love it. But I know they wanted to put their name on it, but it's not really truly legal advertising.
No,
for legal
not really.
Services, right? No.
No, it's just another way to rally the Valley, which I think is great. And good for them for doing it. It's more firms, more businesses, more people in Phoenix should be buying advertising in Milwaukee. That's for sure.
Getting in the Bucks' head is exactly
right.
The way to win.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Speaking of getting into our heads, COVID is once again what people are talking about and what we're talking about. Listen to this. A man in Georgia needed a double lung transplant after refusing a coronavirus vaccine.
Because a double lung transplant just means your whole lung. Right?
Yeah, like, both.
Right.
Both lungs.
Okay. Yeah.
That's right. And
Which
then
is,
getting
I
infected
a lung
with coronavirus.
Was your whole lung. You can get just like one lobe of your transplant.
Yeah, or one side, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
His suffering prompted his mother to urge others in his position to get vaccinated. His name is Blake. He's been hospitalized since April.
Others in his position, which is what? The unvaccinated or people who have had lung transplants?
No, unvaccinated.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She said he wanted to wait longer before getting a shot. He wanted to wait it out until for like 10 years or so.
What?
Kind of like a lot of the population wants it to be out longer.
Like
that's what mom says.
10 years or so. So let's just see how many more people die of polio in the next 10 years.
Yeah, really.
Smallpox or what?
Yeah, I don't get it either. But mom said he was holding out. I don't know why he was holding out. But this guy needs a double lung transplant. And is lucky to be alive because look what COVID has done to his lungs.
Mm-hmm. He's lucky he's getting a transplant because I think there's people that should be on the transplant list above him because he did it to himself. He could have got the vaccine and he didn't.
At one point...
Nobody's getting really, really sick who's gotten the vaccine now. There's
no,
no
I know.
Cases of that.
I know.
It's only unvaccinated people still getting really, really sick.
We mentioned before the state of Maryland said everybody who died in June died of coronavirus was not vaccinated. There's another report that says in another state, which I can't think of off the top of my head, 97% of people who have died haven't gotten the full vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just a no-brainer now, right? Get the vaccine if you don't want to die.
It's so easy to do.
Yeah.
It's everywhere and it's free.
I mean, even Fry's is boasting now, just walk in. You don't even have to make an appointment. Just walk on in.
Just walk in. And I think that's true at more and more pharmacies. But Fry's is definitely one who's like, you don't have to have an appointment. You can just come in. We'll get you done. And you know, they have the vaccines, they have them. It's not any, you know, it's not hurting them. And it's really a service to their community because they live and work in this community too. And they would like to have people vaccinated so that their employees are less at risk.
Here's a scary statistic for you, Los Angeles County. Okay, so it's not Phoenix, but it's still right next door in LA, now recording more than 10,000 coronavirus cases a week. A pace we haven't seen since March, which is experts are saying an alarming sign of the dangers of the Delta variant, poses to people who have not been vaccinated and heightened pressure on health officials to reverse the trend.
I'd be interested to know how many of those people are vaccinated, because some people are probably getting it and don't even know. You know, you know, like right now, if I get a cold, I wouldn't be like, oh, I need to go be tested. I just think it's a cold and I wouldn't really know. There's so many people that probably now are getting infected with it and don't even know it. Not that they're carriers, that they're actually coming down with it, but it's so mild. It just seems like a cold. And they don't go get tested. So they're not part of the numbers. Those numbers are only as good as the people who are willing to go get tested for it.
Now, this is still far fewer than during the deadly winter surge.
Right.
When L.A. County was recording more than 1,000 weekly cases for every 100,000 residents. But it underscores growing concerns that unvaccinated people are at heightened risk. I mean, what else can we say?
Wear a mask.
Get the shot.
And then get the shot. And if you're not vaccinated, wear a mask. It's the thing. The people who don't want vaccines are the ones who also didn't want to wear a mask all along.
They don't want to be told what to do. And it's interesting you say bring back the masks.
I didn't say bring back the mask. I just said if you're not wear a mask.
Yeah. Well, mask mandates are making a comeback, not here in Arizona yet, but a growing number of experts are calling for a resumption of measures citing hypertransmissible Delta variant. So 2 months after the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, or the CDC, said vaccinated individuals didn't need to wear masks in most settings, a growing number of experts are warning us it's time to put them back on.
And then there's also the report coming out from the American Pediatrics concerning our children and masks.
Yeah, the American Academy of Pediatrics said that all children over the age of 2, yeah, good luck with that, wear masks when returning to school this year, regardless of vaccination status.
You know, I think as much as I hate to say this, I think that I do want our son to wear a mask at school.
What about our daughter? She's been vaccinated,
she's
right?
She's vaccinated, so I'm not really sure if I'm going to be able to make her wear a mask unless the school made her wear a mask and the school...
The school can't,
They've
right?
They had their wings clipped by the governor.
That's right. They can't mandate that everybody wear masks.
They can only continue to suggest that, like the American Pediatrics, like the CDC, that children who are not vaccinated should be wearing masks.
Right. Right.
But they can't mandate it. And they can't, require proof of vaccination, which is hilarious because they require proof of every other vaccination the kids have.
That's right. If you want to go to a school, a public school, you've got to show that you've been vaccinated for measles, mumps, rubella.
And yet the governor says you can't ask for their COVID vaccination records. I mean, what?
I know. It's it's so political.
Had a kid? Oh, I think he has. But
he has a couple.
But he was so far removed from raising them because that's what happens when you're rich and you have people.
Now, come on. We don't know that. We don't know if they had nannies or whatever. We have no idea. But you make a good point in that the suggestion has been wear a mask again. And I've seen more and more people.
Well, not the suggestion. It's been ongoing that kids can't get vaccinated, so they should be wearing masks.
Right. But I'm just saying that more and more people should be wearing masks, too. But we've seen more people, at least I've seen more people in public starting to wear masks.
Quite frankly, I think our kid looks so cute in a mask.
Oh, geez. Is that the only reason to wear it?
I wish he would stop drinking through it. Like, what is his obsession with drinking through his mask? Because his mask is like this soaking wet thing on the front.
It's always cold on his face.
I guess. Maybe it's air conditioning. I don't know.
Right. It's kind of like an evap cooler on his face.
He's like science, and he's only 5. Yeah.
The AAP, which said it's important for children to return to in-person learning this year, recommends that school staff also wear masks. And the new guidance is what they're calling a layered approach.
If staff is vaccinated, they are suggesting they still wear masks?
We need to prioritize getting children back into school, alongside their friends and teachers, and we all play a role in making sure it happens safely. So combining layers of protection that includes vaccinations, masking, clean hands, hygiene will make in-person learning safe and possible for everyone. So it's a layered approach.
Yeah, I don't know.
What? You don't think it's a good idea?
No, I just don't think it's going to be able to happen. I think, you know, we decided one day that we were like, okay, well, if you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask, and there's no accountability for it. And now suddenly we think we're going to convince people to put masks back on. No. You know, we were so quick to say, oh, if you're vaccinated.
If the numbers start going up.
I know. I think we're always going to see masks in our communities from now on. I think we're always going to see people who are a little bit more leery about getting sick and about viruses. And I don't think that's a bad thing. But I just think it's going to be hard in the school this year to make teachers wear masks and to make some of those older kids wear masks. They're not going to do it.
You don't think our 5-year-old's going to be
he's
running around without a mask?
Yes, he is. Because if his mom says he is, he is.
Oh, boy. Children age 12 and over are eligible for COVID-19 vaccinations in the U.S. We know our child got it. She got her second dose the other day. And she had a little bit of a reaction to it.
Still, not as bad as the first time.
Yeah, not as bad as the first time around, but she had a little bit of a reaction of, you know, just not feeling well, just feeling a little off and being a little cranky.
Yeah, wanting ibuprofen because her arm hurt and stuff. But yeah, the first time she was like, it took her out.
Yeah, it did. It put her down. She was on the couch watching movies for the whole day.
Oh, really? That's what she's doing then now? Oh, wait, it's called summer.
Yeah, that's called summer, too. Yeah. Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases and chief medical advisor to the president, said that the guidance makes sense. He says when you have a degree of viral dynamics in the community and you have a substantial portion of the population that is unvaccinated, that you really want to go the extra step, the extra mile, to make sure that there's not a lot of transmission, even breakthrough infections among vaccinated individuals. There's no other way to put it. Get vaccinated and wear a mask. We're going to go back. I hate to say that we're going to go backwards, but we are going backwards.
We're not going backwards at the same rate that we started.
Not at the same rate, but I mean, more people are getting sick again.
It's just, it's a third wave. It's like a smaller bump, but it's not good.
No, it's not. And again, it's still killing people.
It is.
That's the thing. I mean, now that I have to write news articles all day at my new job, I see all the numbers coming in from states, and some states will say, you know, no new deaths. That's a win. Other states will say, okay, it's below 10 deaths this week. That's a win.
Yeah, but when you have,
and I'm like, people are still dying.
Like this, we have hundreds of deaths every week in Arizona.
Yeah. I mean, it's still impacting people's lives.
Right. Right, it is.
So what else is in the news this week, Cricket?
So in the news this week, it is National Ice Cream Day, and we have Arizona's favorite ice creams for you.
Is it lame?
No.
It's not?
No.
It's not some lame flavor?
No.
I know it's not vanilla, but I wonder if it's some lame flavor.
Rocky Road.
Rocky Road? Well, that's not okay. Lame. That's not too lame, no.
And then green tea, which I'm like, ew.
Green tea ice cream?
Yeah, I don't even know. I've never had it.
I've had it. It's not that great.
It sounds like sorbet, and I hate sorbet.
No, it's not sorbet, but it's not good.
And then coffee flavored?
No.
Kind of blah, blah.
No. Coffee flavored belongs on the East Coast.
And then this one is this is like our child's favorite. Birthday cake. Because, you know.
Birthday cake.
It has sprinkles in it.
Oh, of course. Of course. Unicorn poop droppings. Yep. Sprinkles.
Moose tracks. That's always a favorite one. It's kind of a little more kind of ice cream shop and less sort of like buy it out of the freezer at the grocery store. Rainbow sherbet, blah, blah.
Oh, come on.
Rainbow sherbet.
I don't mind rainbow sherbet. It's pretty good.
Ugh, it's the worst. I don't like it.
So is coffee ice cream. That's the worst.
Yeah, I don't really like that either. Chocolate chip.
Okay, I like that.
Pistachio.
That's okay.
I'm more of a mint chocolate chip fan, by the way, if anybody wants to get me some. Rum raisin.
That's an oldie but a goodie.
I know, and I'm like, does it have rum in it? Because I've never even seen it offered. But it sounds kind of good.
You've never had rum raisin?
Yeah.
It's really good.
And then mango.
Okay.
Cookie dough.
Yeah.
Cherry, which I'm like, ugh.
Well, it all depends on the kind of cherry, but go ahead.
Chocolate chip.
Yeah.
Mint chip. See what I told you? That's one of my favorites. It made the top 15 list. There you go. There you have it.
Okay, not too lame, not too bad, but it's still, I mean, still, it's got
personally,
some lame flavors in there.
Tillamook's mint chocolate chip should have been number one.
Oh, really? Is that your endorsement?
Love Tillamook. And I don't know what it is about the chocolate they use in the mint chocolate. Like, I wish I could find out what that chocolate is. Like, I've actually done a Google search trying to figure out what that chocolate is so I could just buy that chocolate.
Why is that?
Because it's so good, but I couldn't find it. So if anybody knows, somebody who works at Tillamook who could tell me where that chocolate comes from and mint chocolate chip, that would be amazing.
Well, also tell us what your favorite ice cream flavor is,
ooh,
too.
Yeah, do that.
Go on our Facebook fan page and you can certainly, you know, shout out there and tell us what your favorite ice cream flavor is because... Again, Rocky Road, it's,
you know,
okay.
And I used to be a big fan of you know, different Ben and Jerry's and ice creams and stuff. But now, and maybe I'm just old. I'm like, this is so expensive and not worth it.
Yeah, you are old. Yeah.
But you know, I have to tell you, this is a shout out to our favorite ice cream shop. And it's not Cold Stone. Sorry, Governor Ducey. It's the Screamery.
Now, why is that your favorite?
It's just such a cool ice cream shop. It's got like the coolest, fun, funky flavors. And there's one flavor that's like the ocean or something. I don't even know what it's called. But it's like these big
chunks of salt in it.
Sea salt in it. But there's caramel and it's like that sweet and savory. Oh, it's really good.
Oh, really?
If you haven't been to the Screamery, go to the Screamery. It's really
good. I haven't been there in a couple of months. I guess you guys went without me the other day.
No, we've been going to Cold Stone because we have some gift certificates to Cold Stone.
But it's not as fun, right?
Well, it doesn't have as many unique flavors.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool. You can make, like, our daughter's like, but there's so many unique because of what you can mix into it. And I'm like, gummy bears and marshmallows and crushed up Oreos mixed into your cookie is not a unique flavor.
No, it's not. No, it's not. That's just a bunch of toppings that you can put into your ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I never understood don't get me wrong. I love ice cream, but, you know, give me a scoop of ice cream. Don't give me a scoop with a bunch of other crap that's on top of it.
Which when you have to finish our sons, you don't have to finish our sons, but when you choose to finish our sons, then you end up eating something that's like, you know, cotton candy that
yes.
has gummy bears yes. hidden inside of it.
Right. And the gummy bears actually harden.
Yeah.
They don't soften, they harden. So you have to spend double the amount of time in chewing the gummy bears to
Why
get them down.
Oh, no way. I'd spit them out. Ugh.
Oh, you don't like gummy bears plain?
No, and I...
See, I like gummy bears regular.
I don't finish his ice cream because I don't... He wants the blue ice cream and it's
right,
cotton candy. And I don't like the flavor. It's disgusting. It tastes like chemicals.
Yeah, it's true. It's like that. What's the difference between that and tastes of kerosene?
Sugar.
Yeah, I guess sugar. Sugar and gummy bears are the two main ingredients, right?
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, if you want to send us some Cold Stone Creamery gift cards, go ahead.
Yeah, we're always open to those. I let the kids eat Cold Stone for lunch sometimes because that's what kind of lazy mom I am. But
that's nice.
Yeah.
No, that's nice once in a while.
It's usually on a day where I made them go and get shots or something. So,
yeah, that's nice. That's nice.
I bribe them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You bribe them with ice cream for shots?
Well, no, I'm just like, we'll do something fun afterwards.
Oh.
Like, please don't give me like a super huge headache while we're doing this.
Oh, yeah. Right. That I understand. That's just some of the news this week. Thanks, Cricket.
Thank you, Mac.
You're listening to Mac Watson Talks, Season 2. Voted best podcast in the Valley for 2020 by the readers of Phoenix Magazine.
Have you joined us on Patreon? What are you waiting for? Not only do you get exclusive content, you also get some pretty cool swag as well. As far as content like This Is Us, Raised in a Nut House, or Sisters Punny Jokes, you're missing stuff like this. No, what bothers me about him going to kindergarten...
Oh, okay. What is it?
...is his long hair. I wonder if we're setting
you?
Him. Yeah, I wonder if we're setting him up to be bullied, and that bothers me.
Have you ever sat outside the school and watched? There's like kids come out with all different lengths of hair, including boys.
And I wonder if they're bullied, and that just makes me.
If they're bullied, they why don't they go home and get a crew cut? Oh, because they're their own person, and that's what they want. It's their own expression.
Want to hear more? Go to patreon.com, patreon.com/MacWatsonTalks, and sign up today and get exclusive content you're not going to find anywhere else. Time for the Smackdown, and this time I'm smacking down COVID. Yes, we know about the cases that are going up, up, and up, and people wanting to wear masks once again. We've talked about that. But what about the stock market? Stocks fell aggressively Monday on concern a rebounding in COVID cases would slow global economic growth. The selling picked up as the session went on, but the Dow Jones had its worst day since last October. It dropped 725 points, or 2.1%, in the broad-based route that sent all 30 members lower. At one point during the session, the Dow was down 946 points before recovering some ground into the close. The S&P fell 1.6%. The dominant NASDAQ composite slid 1.1%, posting its fifth straight day of losses and worst losing streak since October. I don't know about you, but I'm sick and tired of COVID affecting my balance. I'm tired of it affecting my 401k. I'm tired of it affecting my personal life. I'm just sick and tired of COVID. And yes, I may have to go back and wear a mask again. I'm seeing more and more people at work wearing masks, and I'm thinking they might know something I don't. So I'm going to go back to wearing a mask. I just don't know when yet. And that is the SmackDown. You hear the music, you know what that means. It's time for the last word. Well, Reese McClenaghan, he is not a household name here in America, but he is in Ireland. He'll be representing the old Gaelic country on the pommel horse during the Olympics. And he sought to debunk rumors of the anti-sex beds that athletes have to sleep on in their rooms during the games. McClenaghan posted a video of himself in his room at the Olympic Village on Saturday, jumping on the bed to prove it wasn't going to break with any sudden movements. American runner Paul Chelimo tweeted about the so-called anti-sex beds in the Olympic Village on Friday. He tweeted out, "Beds to be installed in Tokyo Olympic Village will be made of cardboard. This is aimed at avoiding intimacy among athletes," he wrote. "Beds will be able to withstand the weight of a single person to avoid situation beyond sports. I see no problems for distance runners. Even four of us can do." Well, I guess because distance runners are so light, right? Yeah. But if you're a wrestler or a boxer or, you know, a big muscle head, you might have problems on the Olympic beds, especially if you want to get frisky with somebody else. But from the looks of McClenaghan's video, any athlete who's planning on participating in some extracurricular activities, if you know what I mean, might be able to do so without the threat of their bed falling apart. Officials plan to hand out some 150,000 condoms at the games, but for awareness purposes only. Oh, okay, right. Wink, wink, nod, nod. And according to one magazine, officials set up 18,000 cardboard beds. The 100% recyclable beds were made by the Japanese company Airweave. So I don't know about you, but it seems to me that the Olympics, you've got a lot of young athletes. You've got a lot of young people who are in great physical shape. I bet that they do have some hookups in the Olympics. I bet that, you know, people from all kinds of countries start discovering each other, if you know what I'm saying. But as far as the beds are concerned, let's see how many Olympians debunk that myth. Did you see what I did there? Yeah. Until next time.
Thank you for listening to Mac Watson Talks. This episode is copyrighted and may not be reproduced in whole or part without express written permission. For more information, to become a sponsor, or to schedule an upcoming appearance by Mac or Cricket or both, visit MacWatsonOnline.com. Connect with us on Twitter, Facebook, or Patreon, and leave us a review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. If you like what you hear, share us with your friends. We love new listeners.